All right, everybody, welcome to Green Legion Radio and the Get Tanked Happy Hour, brought to you by our good friends at Miller Lite, Stateside Vodka, Workhorse Brewing, and King of Prussia, our good friend J.P. Lutz and Bucks County Baseball Company, Mike McVeigh over at David Dodge Chrysler Jeep, all the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Riverdeck, which is closed for the season but will reopen, Cavanaugh's Head House off of 2nd and South, Cav's Rittenhouse on Sansom Street between 18th and 19th, our good friend Paul working the basement bar, and of course our good friend Brian Pavlicek at the 39th and Sansom University City Cavanaugh's. Do not forget as well about all the beautiful ladies at Delilah's, which I'm sure we'll get to later on today. And, of course, our many up friends, Bourbon Blue at the bottom of Rector Street, the Bayou, and Cactus at the top of the hill. Their love child, the Manioc Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports leagues in the city. Our good friend Ken Davies and all the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, East Market. Our good fitness friends across the bridge, Jeff Quinn and Echelon Health and Fitness. Our good friend Jari Evans, who we'll see later on this evening at the Sixers game, and Somo Sophie down in South Philadelphia.
Oh, yes.
Our podcast buddies, E-Rock, who was kind enough to come on the other night.
Pretty cool
to see him at 4th and John.
Yep.
And Sean Brace at Philly Influencer and 102.5 The Gambler. And, of course, our biggest and best sponsor, Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia, and all Chickies and Pete's locations worldwide. Everybody, they make what we do possible. Alice is getting it in with the Rubber Band Man, Carl.
We
all love that song.
But you know, when you said it, remember I asked you, did you want that Rubber Band Man, or did you want Rubber Band Man by T.I.?
No.
You never heard Rubber Band Man?
I don't know if I've heard the T.I. version.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No, you don't want that?
It's a little Rubber Band Man.
Oh, man.
It's a little strip club ass.
Ah, well, okay. So what are we waiting for? So this is the Get Tanked Happy Hour. This is where we don't have any structure. We can say whatever we want. You guys chime in, ask your questions. Hollis is on his phone. Pops is on his. I'm on mine. We definitely have some topics of conversation. We're going to get into the firing of Mike Groh. I don't really care about quarterbacks, Coach. To be honest with you, I don't even know that was the guy's name.
But it was kind of. I think we should get into that because that was why Deuce wasn't the offensive coordinator.
This is where we don't have to fucking worry about it. Let's dive right in because I know a lot of people want to know this.
Yeah.
All right. Is there an opportunity now for Deuce to step up?
It should be.
He has done his time.
Exactly. Yeah. You know why it should be, though? Because you brought this guy in last year who's been fired by his father. when I found it out later on, fired by his father, he snuck up the joint last year until Doug started helping him out with the play calling, and then it was still rough. And then the other hire, the receiver coach hire, he keeps Mac Hollins 2 years in a row because Mac Hollins was with him at North Carolina. Nepotism at its highest form, even though they're not a father and son or any kin to each other. But I hate that type of good old boy network where you just keep him because you know him.
Well, let's be real here.
Yeah.
The NFL is the good old boy network.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
The unfortunate element is it takes a while to get into that good old boy network. Marvin Lewis is part of that good old boy network. He's going to get hired.
Well, he's going to get hired.
Which is sad.
But he's not going to get hired like the guy from the Giants got hired.
What the hell?
Even the Freddie Kitchens hire.
You're talking about
Joe Judge.
Joe Judge.
Yeah. Even the Freddie Kitchens hire.
Yeah, it's brutal. Yeah, Alex Donahue, we both want Deuce or Brady from LSU.
I would rather have Deuce, somebody who knows.
I'd rather have a step cousin. That's all I'm going to say.
Inside joke.
What's up, Fred Hugo?
The weird thing is, you're probably right. We probably need some outside eyes, but some outside quality eyes, because sometimes when you're in there all the time, you're part of the family. You don't see, and you won't say everything about all the problems that can exist.
But this is Deuce's time.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get the nod,
right?
I mean, unless you're pulling some sort of big OC name. So I don't even know who's out there that, you know, what are you going to bring back? Pat Shermer?
That's what I was about to say.
Right?
Well, I mean,
It's and then also it's like one of those things. It's not like they're promoting him to head coach,
right?
It's like the
right,
the,
exactly.
Like what happened in, with New York and Tampa Bay alike.
And and Doug can still, you know, be the tutor. Yeah. He can give the tutelage necessary. But you know what I love about the opportunity of having Deuce as OC.
Mm-hmm.
Is that he's running back.
Running back, yeah.
And we have running backs.
It's also, they should have a good rapport because they played together.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course.
It's, like, it's one of those things where you should know what he's thinking and he should know what you're thinking. He should be able to run you back when you're throwing 40 or 50 times a game and you should be throwing just 40 or 35 because every time we throw 40 plus, we get our ass kicked.
Yep. Yeah. So, agreed.
And not only that, the running backs have been doing well.
Yeah.
Well, and the running backs need to carry the ball more, all right?
Yeah.
If Jordan Howard comes back with a stinger next year, I would be pissed off.
You're not going to be the only one.
Well, hold on. He's an unrestricted free agent.
Is he unrestricted or restricted?
He's unrestricted.
Okay.
The only restricted free agent we have right now is Nigel Bradham.
Oh. Yeah.
They have the opportunity to exercise another year on him, as far as I'm aware. Yeah. Everybody else. And there's a laundry list,
Nelson,
man.
Nelson Aguilar, too.
Bye.
See you. Don't let the door hit your ass on the way out.
I'll take you and the ham sandwich you got traded for, or should have gotten traded for a while ago, to the airport. Yeah. You son of a bitch.
We're going to trade Nelson Aguilar for a washing machine. And
but now, here's a couple interesting names. You know what? Let me pull that up.
Why are you pulling that up? Yeah. The other interesting part was who are we going to get for quarterback coach?
Oh.
You know, it's like a lot of people want my boy. He wanted Josh to be the quarterback coach because apparently he started reining Carson in a little bit and teaching him a few things later on. Josh McGowan.
Oh, okay.
The 40-year-old guy.
Yeah.
What you got?
Alex Donahue. Bye-bye, Aggie. Say bye, Felicia.
My boy Calder Bigsby, he's talking about the predictable play calling.
Well, it has been predictable.
Yeah. Every Sunday has been predictable, yeah.
What's that noise?
What's the noise?
Hear that?
I heard it sounds like a video game.
Is that Atari?
Is that Atari?
I don't know.
Space Invaders?
I don't know.
I don't know where it's coming from. Hold on.
What up, B? What up, Jay?
Telling you.
Hey, Kia.
I'm telling you.
They go K-Diva, Pops. K-Diva just.
All right, here we go.
Hey.
Pops said, hey.
Jordan Howard, Jalen Mills, Ronald Darby, Kamu Grugier-Hill, Jason Peters, Nate Sudfeld, Josh McCown, Rodney McLeod, Nelson Aguilar, Vinnie Curry, Timmy Jernigan, Hassan Ridgeway, and I don't know who Richard Rodgers is, but.
He's a tight end.
I know.
He's pretty good. He's a good blocker, and he caught a couple passes, but that's pretty much it.
Vitae?
I don't know.
Sick of him?
Vitae.
Sick of him?
He's sick of him?
Vitae,
sick of him?
No, he's sick of him.
Oh, sick of him. I got that. Sorry. I like that.
Well, you look at it, you have to.
Fred Hugo thinks Shurmur should be the quarterback coach.
I think so, too.
What is that noise?
I don't know.
Hold on.
Don't
talk. It's coming from me.
Way to go, pal of mine. You know, today is National Apricot Day. Yeah, it's gone. It's your connection. Way to go, 10-4 Apricot. So while Quimby gets him another microphone, we just rebuilt the studio. But let me see what somebody should. Deuce should get a promotion, Kelly.
Yeah,
Deuce should get a promotion. That's what we were just speaking about. Sorry, I didn't look at my list.
We're good.
No, we're not. You got to get a little feedback.
I wonder if it's because I put this right here.
I don't know. Probably. It's probably.
No, it's still there.
I still hear it. It sounds like a video game. It sounds like you're about to get hit. About to get hit on Pac-Man.
We're going to play Space Invaders.
Space Invaders. It sounds pretty cool.
I don't know,
but it's the quarterback coach is key because of the maturation of Carson. As you see, once Josh got in his ear and started teaching him a little bit more about, you know, just letting the game come to him.
Yeah,
and it's
it seemed like he got better.
Yeah.
Actually utilizing other players. I don't know if it was that or the fact that Ertz wasn't available.
You think it was because Ertz wasn't available?
I mean, it's possible. I mean, you got to realize that, like, a lot of quarterbacks.
Speak up. Volume up, baby.
Volume up. Talk loud.
Let's hear you.
Sound off like you got a pair.
My bad.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, a lot of quarterbacks learn to play without their number one receiver. For example, Steve Young when Jerry Rice went down.
Right.
Or Brett Favre when Sterling.
Unfortunately, he had Terrell Owens.
Yeah.
Well, no, that was after the fact.
After the fact.
That was after the fact. Terrell Owens was there more with Jeff Garcia more than anything else.
Right.
That was near the end of Steve Young's career.
And it was the beginning of Garrison Hurts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was his birthday the other day. That's my boy. He cool as hell, though.
Oh, Garrison?
Garrison Harris, yeah. I know a lot of the Drudge running backs because of my affiliation with Charles Grant.
Oh, okay.
But it was like Kelly seems to think that Deuce should have been the offensive coordinator all along because the
I'm
guy,
right there.
He came in and stunk up his joint.
That's it.
There it is.
Yeah. There we go. Now we're cooking with bacon grease.
Damn, another shot fucking mic cord. This is bullshit. I don't know what to do with these things. Sorry about that, everybody.
No worries.
All right. There we go. All right. Back to Jenkins. Let him go or give him more money. I don't know. Reliable, durable, play linebacker and safety when you don't have a linebacker core?
It actually depends on who.
How
who
much he's asking.
Yeah. Well, that and who the defense coordinator is going to be. Mm. Because if you're going to stick with Schwartz, you want to bring him back. But
the Schwartz want to be back.
I don't think Schwartz wanted to be back.
I don't think he does either.
Yeah,
I think he's had enough.
Yeah,
You know what?
I've had enough of him.
We've all had enough of him.
I mean,
peace.
Yeah.
And one of my things was I was watching the game and we were playing Russell Wilson and it was a blitz that I saw Schwartz call, but Malcolm Jenkins came to the hole and just like kind of stood there. Yeah, he kind of stood there was like dancing. I was like. What the fuck you doing? Go get him.
Yeah. What's your name is? I saw that it was bad.
Well, it also depends what happens with McLeod.
Yeah.
I mean, not that they play the same position, but right. When you brought the two of them in there,
right.
You know, that was a tandem for the first 2 years.
A nice tandem.
Well, McLeod got injured in the second year.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that first year, it was a very nice tandem. It was one of the best in the league. But it was probably top five.
McLeod is still young enough that you can bring somebody else in with him around his age.
Has he regressed, though? Has injuries regressed him? Because you don't hear his name very often. You see plays.
Right. Yeah. You see plays.
But
you see him blast somebody every once in a while.
You know, it's not a lot.
Yeah, it's not like it was
at first.
It's not
much.
It's not like it was
at
first.
And he's sitting back. You know, he's last man out.
Yeah.
You know, he's the guy that's 20 yards deep, making sure nobody gets past him, and somebody is always getting past him.
Getting past him. Or
so, you know, we like that signing, but yeah. I don't know. I kind of
– Yeah, but like you said, after he got hurt the first time, I think he came back and was he had a few nagging injuries that kept him out of games here and there, which was ironic because up until that point, I don't think he had ever missed a game.
I think we should do is shit can the entire secondary and bring in some playmakers. Point blank, this is your opportunity to get either young guys out through the draft, or bring in some other guys. You got to bring in some young guys, some old, but you can't.
Your problem is you haven't shown any propensity to know how to draft. There's your problem.
And that's my question. Is like the secondary has been the problem.
I mean, when you can pull Sheldon Brown and Lito Shepard out of the draft, and you've got your starting cornerbacks for a decade.
Yeah, right after.
Bobby Taylor and Troy Vincent and Al Harris. And this team put so much effort into that position.
And not only that.
Nnamdi Asamoah, Asante Samuel. Right. What was that other fucking turd from Seattle that was here for a year before we traded him off?
I can't think of his name.
Everybody knows
it. Byron Maxwell.
Yeah.
And then don't forget about Kerry Williams.
Kerry Williams.
Yeah.
From Baltimore.
Well, you also brought in. Rodgers Cromartie.
Oh God!
None of it since Sheldon and Lito has panned out.
You know who also was with Sheldon and Lito? Rod Hood. He was an undrafted free agent.
Rod Hood.
it seemed like they just had the ability to pick guys back then, and I don't know if it was Leslie Frazier or was it Sean McDermott helping to pick the DBs.
I don't know. Every time I see Leslie Frazier, I just laugh at his half smile.
Oh yeah, you would laugh at him.
Like he's smiling even when he's angry.
Yeah, but you, if he ever takes his head off, you see how high the back of his lining is.
Wait, what?
The back of his lining is like really high up on the back of his neck.
The what is
the lining? The lining.
His hairline.
His hairline.
Oh,
his
really?
Isn't that
oh, really?
It's where East meets West.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's do this real quick because I don't want to spend. I don't want to spend too much time on that. We're going to be out of here at 5:50, everybody. So this is not going to be an hour show. Let's just go through names.
Okay.
Jordan Howard.
Jordan Howard. If he's healthy, I like him.
Not me. Get him out of here.
Okay. That being said, mm-hmm. you have Miles Sanders and Boston Scott, mm-hmm. and an injury-prone Corey Clement.
Mm.
And you have no dollars whatsoever right now locked up to the running back position.
Mm. What are you going to go get?
I say you keep him.
Keep him?
Oh, absolutely. That's the deuce. Mm. That's the deuce we have been missing. That's the hard earned North and South runner that we don't have. And I do not want to play this fucking pulling outside.
But my reason with it is they were looking to get rid of him back when he first got here for Melvin Gordon. And my question is
Melvin Gordon's an ultra back, though.
How much money are you going to ask for? But in a system like this, there is no room for an ultra back because you're going to share the load. And whether or not Jordan, and let's be real, Jordan Howard, he's a cowbell.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, he's a great back, but in a system like this, he's a guy that needs 25 to 30 carries.
I think he needs 15. 15.
15.
Yeah, I think he needs.
Yeah, 15. He needs. Okay. He needs 15. To get moving.
Yeah, it needs to be 15 carries. But you can't just 10 and 6 him up, like 10 carries here, 6 carries there, or just give him a carry here, there.
In this system, that's what he's going to get.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, on my own personal Facebook, I'm going to close this out and I'm going to open this up to the Green Legion page.
Okay.
So if you guys want to continue watching, come on over to the Green Legion Facebook page right now, guys.
What up, Doc?
Jalen Mills.
Move on.
Yeah, get rid of him.
I think he's wagging his finger too much. I think this is one of the guys who I liked him, but I don't like him as a corner. Not running a 4 or 5, and you got 4 or 3 receivers week in and week out. And him getting torched the way he got torched.
Right, right.
And then Darby too is just like for that matter. We should not be a team known for getting torched on double moves every
All
damn
the time.
Time.
Yeah,
and the same two double moves. The same two people.
I hear
what
up, you,
Josh.
I hear you, Ronald Darby.
Yo, Ricky.
Yep, another one.
He got to go.
Bye.
Yeah, if he's not hurt, he's getting beat.
Yeah, I know. He's I think he checked
beat
out on us too.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does seem like he checked out.
Yeah, and it was like I felt like he quit on us on yeah. Yeah. So yeah. It was extremely bad.
Well, I started live on the Facebook page, and we have nothing. Make sure I was on the Green Legion Facebook page there.
I got it. You might want to check your connection because I had to reconnect mine, and then I got everybody.
You was doing the over the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I just went to my own Wi-Fi.
All right. Well, we're gonna find out if I'm on right now.
I got my everybody, even Chris to the Perry. Chris Perry down in Dallas. I see I got Mike McCarthy.
Oh boy.
It was an interesting.
What a chit bag.
Did you see the you see the meme that they put up with David Spade and Chris Farley?
No.
They put Jerry Jones and McCarthy up, but then they put Chris Farley and David Spade next to him, talking about this like this is them.
That's why I went to the wrong. I went to the wrong fucking page again. I don't know how I can do this all the time.
Oh, you didn't go to the?
No, I've got like 8 pages.
What up, Andy?
There we go. That ought to help the cause. All right.
Now he's. I'm not gonna let you. You can close your ears for us. Just 1 second, because I'm just going to say the Flyers, they're shit on the road. They're fucking home.
Why am I closing my ears? Anytime you say Flyers and shit in the same sentence, I'm with you.
I was like, I watched my squad. All right, they was getting their asses handed to them every road game.
They're horrible, dude.
They come home and destroy people. What are they, home bitches?
Ask the Sixers.
Well, the Sixers. Oh man.
Yeah.
Their turnover machines. It's like I was talking to Diaz, and he was apologizing for him. I was like, Diaz, That's the first game they won in four games.
Oh, it's brutal.
And it was brutal because the game before that, I watched them turn over the ball like 16 times.
Everybody on Green Legion's Facebook page right now, this is the Get Tanked Happy Hour. We are live with Hollis Thomas and his brother Pops Thomas. Say hello. Can everybody – is that actually in there? Can you see it?
We're in there. Good things. And a lot of people saying, thank God the girl is gone.
What's that?
Thank God this girl is gone.
I thought you said thank God the girl is gone. I'm like, no, we need them. We need them.
Travoy Murphy has just joined us.
Travoy Murphy. Tree, working at Smith's right now. You're a bitch. Everybody, we're talking whatever we want to talk about. Yeah. Right now we're talking about unrestricted free agents that you would re-sign. Linebacker Kamu Grugier-Hill.
Yeah.
I re-sign.
Yeah, yeah, I re-sign him. Yeah. I'll bring him and Bradham back, but we need a middle linebacker.
We need a middle linebacker. Yeah. And Bradham is not a middle linebacker.
He's a Sam linebacker. Yeah. I love him in coverage and that coming off the edge, and I love Kamu Grugier-Hill coming off the edge as a wheel linebacker. But you can't keep throwing those guys in the middle to try to take on ISOs.
Well, I think Nate Gary's going to be a player in this league.
I think he's going to be a player, too, but he's like either outside or a center.
You know he had surgery today.
Yeah, I know. He had the same surgery that
Deshaun had.
That Deshaun couldn't get through.
All right, here's the next one.
What's that?
Jason Peters.
Are you signing Vitae?
I'm not signing Jason Peters again one way or the other.
No, it's time to go.
It is time to move on.
I mean, he was a very good left tackle.
Yeah.
But he was the most overrated left tackle that I can ever recall us signing. The greatest thing since sliced bread, and I see that pocket collapse all the time. One false start penalty every fucking game. Yeah. I see injury prone.
You think it's time for
I think it's time for Lane to move back to his natural position.
I don't want
to
move him back over there. No.
So you're gonna put Jordan.
You have to put somebody that's playing over there, because if you try what you're talking about trying,
it's not gonna be good.
All right.
It's not gonna be good at all.
Right.
What's the other guy?
Hey everybody, feel free to ask any questions that you want.
I don't know.
This is a very unstructured show. Just having a good time.
Hey Quimby, Bradley posed a good thing. What did the commissioner say about the dirty hit on Carson?
The commissioner was at the game, for anybody that doesn't know.
I know, he was there.
There has been nothing said. Still, there's been no investigation as far as I'm aware. There's been no case open about it.
Right.
Apparently, they are letting it go. And I think... Honestly, for the league to save face,
right,
they have to let it go.
Yeah.
If you find him,
you're gonna have to find him.
He's
gonna get fined.
Admitted they won't get away.
No.
Well, the referees are going to have to take responsibility on playoff game that they didn't take responsibility.
They are going to take responsibility, but they're going to fine him. But the thing is, they don't want to suspend him. And see, if they suspend him.
Well, you know what? And here we go. Let's start talking about that, because this is the shit that Dave doesn't let us get involved in when we're at Chickies and Pete's. And I love Dave. You know, it's not that big of a deal, but okay. So that game last Sunday basically, it amounted to you changed the outcome of the game.
Correct.
Okay. You monumentally put your team in a better place, in a better spot to win.
Right.
You know what? If you did that maliciously, and you're a dirty Jadeveon Clowney, you're a dirty fucking player. You're a scumbag.
Yeah.
You're a fucking animal. You don't know when to turn it off. Do we have to call out names again? Okay. Tom Brady, which, you know, most of us don't care if he gets hit, but still. Sam Darnold. Obviously, Nick Foles. Now, that got expunged, but it was still a dirty fucking play.
It was dirty as hell, yeah.
Baker Mayfield last year.
Oh, my God.
Carson Wentz, again this year. This is five fucking hits, and you've been fined on all of them except this one.
You're a
dirty fucking player. You are a dirty player, and it needs to be addressed, because nobody has a shot of coming at you and fucking tackling your leg. Or kicking your fucking head into the back of the turf.
Fuck you.
And if you're going to pull that shit, you know what you need to be fined? We need to round up every Eagles bar in the tri-state area and around the fucking country and around the world, yep, and all the service industry people who would have made $150-$200 in tips, all of the sales that comes from the alcohol for another game, all of the fucking merchandise at the stadium, the ticket sales, all of it. And you should be fucking fined. You should be out of your fucking house living on the street because it should be a $50 million fucking fine for the revenue lost as a result of you knocking us out of the playoffs, you cunt. There you go. You want my take on it? You're a cunt. You're a C-U-N-T fucking cunt. And I'm tired of you.
He's spitting the mic.
I guess he told him.
Sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
I'm back. Anyway, go Sixers.
Hey, Nicky, go Sixers.
Go Sixers. Go Sixers.
So is that how you really? But I think he's going to be fine, and I think he's going to be fine way more than the other times, mainly because it's a playoff.
Well, there's okay. What does Jadeveon Clowney make?
A whole lot of money.
A whole lot of money. Does he give a fucking rat's ass about $20,000?
No.
Nothing. No, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. Either. $20,000 is a snap for him.
Excuse me, 75.
Well, I'm saying $20,000. He's not been fined more than $22,000 for any of these hits.
That should be 75 now.
All right, but $20,000, what is that going to stop you?
No.
That's a snap for him in a game.
No, $75,000.
What?
That should be his next fine.
I'm saying $20,000 for him is a snap in a game. That's what it amounts to. He gets paid, what, $10, $12 million a year?
It was like 16 or 17.
Yeah. Okay, so he's making $1 million a game.
You are correct.
Yeah. It's a snap. Yeah. It's a fucking snap.
Even at 75.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
But
anybody have anything to say about that? On our Facebook, please.
If they had been Vontaze Burfict, you know what would happen.
Oh, yeah, he's out for indefinitely.
Indefinitely.
Yeah.
He's out indefinitely.
Sounds like XFL to me.
Yeah, it does.
I wasted.
You guys, let's take a quick break. What do you say?
Let's take a Hollis clean up this beer break.
Better to get up and do my thing.
You guys, we'll be back on Green Legion Radio in the Get Tanked Happy Hour right after this.
Yeah. Moving, doing it, you know. Yeah. Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
machine. Get on up. Get up. Get on up. Taste. Get on up. A piano. Get on up. Taste. Get on up. A piano. Get on up. Get on up, if I tap the feeling. Get on up, sure as your bone. Get on up, get it together. Right on, right on. Right on.
Further notice.
Get Tank Happy Hour live here at the Green Legion Radio Studios, high atop the beautiful Northern Liberty section of Philadelphia. We are in studio with myself, Pops Thomas, Hollis Thomas. Boys are right next to me. Going to get a better solution for these Facebook Live things, and I'm going to promise that within the next week that we actually do what I say we're going to do, because I've been talking about that for about, what, 6 months now?
Yeah, a little bit here and there.
Yeah, a lot going on. Back to
now. While you were going, I thought of something to bring up.
It's quality
podcast material.
Go
now. The bitch we call Orlando Scanridge. What the complete fuck is wrong?
Orlando, hi. Baby, what'd you do to your hair? It's autumn sunrise. What do you think?
What movie? It's bad that I know this. It's the only comic relief whatsoever in that stupid fucking movie.
You're not talking about Four Christmas?
No, I'm talking about Ghost.
Oh. Oh, yeah. When they were, okay.
Baby, what did you do to your hair? It's autumn sunrise.
Go ahead. Orlando Scandrick, Shannon Sharp. Tell us the story, big dog.
I'm watching. Actually, somebody sent me the cut from Shannon and Skip. And Orlando Scandrick is bashing the team, talking about how talking trash about the squad. So Shannon chimes in and was like, wait a minute. Did you get cut for getting burned on 3rd and 22?
Right.
He's like, that's blasphemous. Uh-huh. He's like, you got cut for something. He's like, it was 3rd and 4 and then the 4th and 1 in the flats. And so he's like, but you got cut. And he was like, yeah. He's like, Skip.
No. I actually record the show because I watch it all the time.
Okay, so he got the better version.
Yeah, so initially he started out and he would just send little pot shots at him, you know, because Skip is a Cowboy fan or whatever. So he was just sending pot shots at Shannon. Shannon, you know, didn't bother. So then, all of a sudden, he came at him. He said, but you were supposed to be there to shore up that defense. I'm sorry, the back end of that defense, and yet you're sitting here with us. Skip is on you.
Yeah.
Then the story came on today that he actually punched him in the mouth.
Who? Shannon?
Shannon punched Orlando Scandrick. It was on Facebook. I don't know any validity to it.
I guess after
the show, because he gave it to him.
Because Orlando was just sitting there just hating it. Yeah. And I was like, I understand hating, but don't hate an interview.
Not me, because it's like you've never given an interview at all, but now all of a sudden you're on TV after you get kicked off
a squad.
Like,
yeah.
If you were really good, they would have signed you on in the off season when you was there for training camp.
And not only that, not only that.
Shannon Sharp reportedly punched Orlando Scandrick in his face in dressing room after undisputed show.
Yeah.
Shannon Sharp is a national treasure when it comes to the culture of sports talk.
Yes.
Oh my God! No thanks. Give me all these fucking get off the ad. No. Okay. You
man, I wish
son
we could have got. I wish we could have got that on tape. Him giving him giving him some tuna.
Yeah, right? Fucking idiot.
I knew somebody's going to hit. Because you could just see him just like sitting up on the show like Chauncey off of
Men's
Society.
Yesterday had former NFL player Orlando Scandrick on the desk. Things quickly got out of hand when Shannon snapped on Orlando for being bitter that the Eagles cut him. We've been told that this energy spilled back into the dressing room and resulted in Shannon punching Orlando in his face. Check out the heated debate below.
Pick up the pieces.
Let's see if I can get this on.
Hold
on. I'll get this on. I can do this.
Hold on, folks. We're going to get this on.
It'd be definitely on YouTube.
What up, Rob?
It'll be on YouTube?
It should be on YouTube.
All right, you guys. You got to listen to this, everybody.
Everybody has to listen to this. Check this out. This is Orlando Scandrick being a hater after being ousted as an Eagle.
Fucking cowboy.
Damn cowboy. He should never sign a cowboy. That doesn't even look right. It doesn't even look right. When they did, I was like, somebody's like, oh, we got Orlando Scandrick. I was like, so damn what? He sucked when he was a cowboy.
He just left Washington.
He's making his NFC East rounds?
Yeah, he's making his rounds.
Yeah. He's going to be a Giant next.
The Giants ain't going to be that dumb.
All right, here we go. Let's see if I can get through this mess.
You're trying to get it.
No. What was your reaction? The Eagles lost yesterday.
That hate out your heart.
That reaction over there.
We got to speak objectively. Mm. Get that hate out.
How you doing? It was imminent.
Predictable?
Imminent. Fate. There's no hate. I mean, they had a hell of a year. They overcame a lot of injuries, but when they were healthy, they weren't world beaters. The second game of the season when they went up to Atlanta and laid a dud.
That wasn't the second game.
That was absolutely the second game.
Oh, the one that Aguilar dropped. The one that Aguilar dropped.
That's an excuse.
Oh, okay.
But were they healthy?
I'm just saying. No, Deshaun wasn't there.
He played.
Deshaun
he was actually injured in the first or second quarter, but they had to come back against the Washington Redskins, Super Bowl favorites. They beat the Redskins, and now all of a sudden they're just flying high.
You hater. You got to get that hate out your heart.
There's no hate in my heart. We just all watching the Super Bowl, the playoffs from the same place. Yeah. The couch, Cancun.
Yeah. True.
Live.
Was that a cheap shot by Jadeveon Clowney?
I think he did hit him in the back of the head, but the target was moving, so that's the only reason why I was saying.
Doesn't matter, you can't hit the guy in the back of the head.
Say in college, man. You know what you signed up for.
I understand that.
Well, give yourself up with your feet first, not with your head first, and then you got a better chance at getting it caught.
No.
Give yourself up with your feet first.
You cannot spear the guy in the back of the head.
I don't think that he speared him. Spearing is when you take your helmet, you line it up, and you aim for the back of his
head. Even if you don't hit, even if you spear your shoulder, you can't do that, Orlando. You cannot.
Referees are human. They're human.
That's not what Skip asked you, were the guy human.
I don't think it was a flag. I think the target was moving. It was an objective call. It was a subjective call, and he didn't think at the time that he hit him.
I don't believe they had much of a chance, because in order for them to win this game, they had to be good in the red zone. The difference of the last 4 weeks, Skip, when they got the ball into the red zone, they cashed it in. They got the ball down. They moved the ball in between the 20s. Even Josh McCown, the guy that was coaching high school football, got up off his couch. He was moving the ball. But when they needed to get the ball in the end zone just once, Seattle always seemed to have
it. But that's Seattle's style of play.
Yeah.
They're simplistic. You know, they're going to make you drive. They're not going to give up big plays. They're not going to let receivers go for 160.
No. But come on, man. Come on, bro.
What's the excuse about the defense?
The defense.
What they leaned on.
Their secondary isn't very good. They haven't been good. They benched Darby, who's their number one corner.
No. Darby's hurt.
Yeah.
Get on that sheet. Mm-hmm. Look on that sheet.
Ooh. They put him on.
He gave up
the play early last week on 3rd and 15, and the next thing you know, he was hurt. He hadn't been hurt. He was hurt.
Darby didn't even play versus the Giants. The last time that Darby played was the Cowboys.
That's what I'm.
That wasn't last week.
He got hurt against the Cowboys. He gave up 3rd and 15. Okay. They took him out of the game. The week before that, every game they target Darby.
They all give up 15 yards on third down. Go back and watch the Dolphins.
How about this here? You sitting here talking with me.
Yes.
Because you gave up 30-22.
No, you gave up 3rd and 22. Oh,
against the Cowboys.
Snap. 3rd and 30? You crazy. It was 4th and 1 on one of them, and then it was a slant on 1st and 10.
You keep Darby.
Now we just being blasphemous. Now we just saying anything.
You here with me.
Correct.
Why?
Because of 12 years.
Why?
12 years.
Did you play all season? Did you play the whole season?
I did not play all season.
Okay, then. You'll go skip.
But that's not wow. They're not healthy. They're invested in a lot of guys. They put so much capital into that defense, and it failed you.
The back end was
I don't care what your excuse is. It's failed. They can come up here with us now.
They can all
come up here.
They had
you want to do round robin? You want to get Malcolm here one day? You want to get Fletcher? And then you want to get Wentz?
I'm not going to lie. Orlando sounds pretty like he knows what he's talking about.
He's to shore up the defense, though. Because they have
back end. Okay. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Back to the cheap shot.
It was a cheap shot.
I'm sorry, and I'm with you on this, and I'm not a Wentz fan, but A, it should have been flagged. Throw a flag. And B, if this were college football, he's ejected.
Not college football.
Okay, but that's
we've gotten into this whole thing. Do you know why in college football they're throwing players out? Because safety is on a whole different level in college, and they're not getting paid.
Well, I don't think it's on a whole different level.
It's on a whole different level. Come on, they're throwing people out.
Safety-wise.
Yeah. You throw people out in the NBA for hard fouls?
They had a $2 billion.
All right. Anyway, that's what we just listened to.
That's what all the hate was for. We got everybody on my and laughing because you can hear the hate, and he does. The thing is,
I don't know. I actually, I'm not.
The Darby.
I think Shannon was a little.
I don't know. Shannon was correct. It's the reason why you're.
Shannon was correct, but I don't think Orlando was. I don't think Orlando was knocking the Eagles more so than he.
No, he was. He was. When you don't remember that you got beat on 3rd and 22 versus the Vikings, you did get beat on 3rd and 22 versus the Vikings.
When he went, go ahead. Look right here.
Look into that paper. Yeah, because Shannon wrote everything now.
And then the
funny part was you want him to get into that paper, but you are the thing that killed him was you are there with him after having the opportunity to play and not just sit on the sideline, an opportunity to play, to prove yourself. You don't got 12 years, you got 11 years and 5 games.
Yeah.
So when the dust settles, it sounded like hate, and the fact that you're hating on the team, talking about it was imminent, it was imminent. You didn't even know they was gonna make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You had the week before. If they chose correctly, he thought the Cowboys was gonna slaughter us.
Mm.
So it's like it's just hate in his heart.
Well, there's hate in his heart, and I've got plenty of hate in my heart.
Oh yeah,
I'm good with
that.
Yeah.
But it was so funny though, because when Shannon was like, "Skip," because you can't.
That was great. Yeah, go to the sheet.
Go to the sheet. But I knew Orlando was gonna get punched in the face though.
That's funny
because he wasn't gonna leave it alone because he probably was pissed because Shannon told him because Shannon calls it like it is.
Anyway. All right, back to the list.
Back to the list of folks.
Nate Sudfeld.
Nate Sudfeld, you got to bring him back.
All right, but he gets paid nothing. Josh McCown.
I want Josh as the quarterback coach. If we can't get somebody else, I think I will have him as the quarterback coach.
By the way, I didn't have an opportunity to say this at Chickies and Pete's.
Right.
It just got overlooked, and it was one of the finer points of the game that I wanted to discuss. Hats off to Josh McCown.
I know.
Putting everything into perspective.
Right.
Here's a guy.
40 years old.
Who 18 had
years
never old. Played in a playoff game. And just humbled, talking about how
his
he
family.
Had moved his family so many different places. And, it's enough to well you up, man. It's enough because, shit, none of We always seem to concentrate our focus on the better players, and the bigger names, and you don't realize what it's like for even somebody like you, that has had a road that is difficult to explain to people. You got signed by these guys. Okay, all right, yeah, great. I got signed by these guys, but I had to move out of my fucking place. I had to move into this place. Yeah. I had to change my life. I had to move my family. I had to do everything that people take for granted by sitting there being armchair quarterbacks, and Josh McCown put it all into perspective, right there.
It was one of those things where, I had a tough role, but I didn't have it as tough as he was. I was fortunate enough to where that D linemen aren't a premium, and if you come in and you make plays and stuff, you will have a job. So I was able to stick. I was able to stick here for 10 years, but I had to make plays and stuff. And year in and year out, I always felt like I had to prove myself. And I know what he was going through, because year in and year out, I commend him, because going to a different squad every year, having to reprove yourself and reprove you belong. It's like, man,
it's brutal.
It's brutal, because just think of here how many different defensive linemen that they brought in to try.
And he
to,
was moving.
I know he was
moving the ball. Yeah. And you know what? One pass changes the entire complexion of that game.
That between that and him pulling the ass cheek muscle or hamstring, being old.
Who's that?
Josh.
Oh, yeah.
You see what he?
When he reared up.
Yeah, he tightened up. Yeah, and that was just one of those things where it was. You see how that we got down there, and you see how just a little bit of extra speed here or there that we probably would have scored two more times.
Yeah,
and it kind of painstaking you, because you wanted that for Carson. And it got taken away from him, obviously, by a cheap shot. And it's just one of those things where it's tough. But you got to put it behind you. That's what I think.
You got to put it behind you.
Yeah, especially Carson. I think he's got to put that behind him and get himself another opportunity like that.
Rodney McLeod.
I think you keep him, because he's young enough.
I do too. Aguilar.
No.
Bye.
I'm not keeping that shit.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. It's been real.
Thanks for playing. Vinny Curry.
That's interesting. Vinny Curry.
I don't know where he's going to go and make any more money. Right. I think you could sign him for just over the league minimum at this point.
I think you sign him a little bit for a little over the league minimum. Yeah. And have him come in and earn a job.
I'm good with that.
Well, yeah, because what I do want on this team is I want quality depth. And when I say quality depth, I want competition at every position.
Yeah.
So
let's talk about that real fast.
Right.
Where are we on Derek Barnett?
Not sold.
Neither am I.
I'm not sold yet. I mean, he's dubbed as a dirty player already,
and that's a problem. It's going to follow him around.
It's going to follow him around a little bit. Cause you saw somebody's like.
But is he? What are we missing?
He's got skill though.
He does.
Consistency.
Okay, so what's the issue?
Consistency.
I would say consistency.
Yeah. Okay.
Because if he's not hurt, he's not effective.
Right.
Right.
Either are.
Yeah.
Well, his year is coming up next year, I think.
I know. And it's either shit or get off the pot. Barbecue or mildew. Hold up or blow up.
Timmy Jernigan.
Keep him.
I would say for quality depth, because he's
a little hood.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Have you seen him in that post-game interview?
Yeah. Nasty.
You know what I'm saying?
You need that bit of nasty on the D-line. I know what you're saying.
I know.
You need that bit of nasty.
Him and his grills.
Yeah. I think
he's all grilled up.
But what about the kid Rush, though? 66. That's why I say you have to add quality depth, and you have to add competition at every position.
You know what we miss? You know who we miss?
Who's that?
Come on.
Malik Jackson?
No. Bo Allen, baby.
Bo Allen. The young warthog.
Bo Allen, baby.
The young warthog. Fat Thor.
Fat Thor.
It's my dog. I miss Fat Thor.
Fat Thor. That's fucking great.
Not because he's like, you know, he told me what his nickname was. I was like, seriously, you let them call you that? He's like, dude.
Poor Fat Thor.
He embraced it, too.
Oh, that's funny. We only have a few minutes left.
Yeah, I know. It's about that time to go check out.
Go check out the Sixers.
Play the Celtics. See what's happening.
Yeah. Speaking of Sixers, Embiid torn ligament in his left hand.
Yeah,
out indefinitely or until further notice.
Is this right here? Like I did the same thing he did.
See, can't tape it up.
He probably did.
When he actually got hurt, they put it back in place and it was taped up.
Back in place a torn ligament.
Well, it actually got dislocated. It initially got dislocated, but it was like his hand was here, but his
finger was pointing this way.
Oh, he had a Jari Evans?
Yes. It was worse than that.
It was worse than that.
It was like Brian Baldinger. Like.
Yeah. Oh, God. Baldy.
Baldy.
Oh, God. What else do we want to talk about? Because we got about 2 minutes.
That's nothing really to talk about. How about did you see Doug standing behind Howie? when he was doing the press conference.
No,
if you get a chance, pull up. It's not a meme or anything, but it seems like Howie's having a press conference, and Doug's like his little kid in the background playing with his water bottle like that. You see it? It's funny. It's funny. As
blowing
shit.
Bubbles.
Yeah, it's like it was funny. It's like,
and it was like right after he. Like
right after he got off the mic, wasn't it? What's about?
I don't, Dick. I don't know. You have to. The one report that came out about him was like, they're gonna be around for next year.
You talking about after he said start talking about the guy who's gonna be here? No, I'm talking about you have to see Doug actually standing behind. Yeah, have to see Doug standing behind Howie. It's funny.
Boys, we will be back next week on Get Tanked Happy Hour. Just awesome, so you know, the Get Tanked Happy Hour has been hired by Workhouse Brewing for the Super Bowl.
Awesome, guys.
And we will be there for that game. We'll talk more about it next week. We appreciate you tuning in, listening in. We'll see you next week.
It's been real. Thug Life, West Side.